Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you very much. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Good to have you with us. Today, we are welcoming Magdalena Tadlock back with us again. It's fabulous to have her with us. You know, according to researchers, over 50 million people in the United States suffer from chronic pain. Seeking relief, we seek out our physicians who generally prescribe opioids or some other medications. Although some of these drugs may alleviate our pain, the potential side effects have resulted in severe consequences and devastating fatalities, as you may well be aware. The fact is, our immune system is our greatest defender against diseases. So, the question is, why do we continually have to depend on pills to cure us? With healthy living strategies, they're absolutely wonderful options to feeling better. Our guest, Magdalena, is an excellent doctor of neuropathy. She's first aid and a CPR instructor, and a trainer, as well as a functional medicine practitioner. You know, when we make unhealthy nutritional choices, she says, we end up with sickness and diseases. The standard American diet, SAD, as it is known, is literally loaded with a lot of processed foods. She helps folks take a more proactive approach to your health. She takes a holistic approach by thoroughly assessing you as a whole person rather than only focusing on one specific symptom, disease, or diagnosis, and then providing valuable health information leading to a much healthier lifestyle. The objective, by the way, of neuropathic medicine is improving mind, body, and spirit, and it also aims to identify the root causes and implementing natural strategies that will improve or alleviate the client's presenting problems. The focus is on living a healthier lifestyle through maintaining healthy nutrition, a positive mindset, quality sleep, appropriate exercise, good dental health, minimizing environmental toxins, managing stress, and a lot of other natural approaches to good health. That's a long list of things. Anyway, Magdalena has acquired her doctorate of neuropathy from the University of Natural Medicine after she retired from a 40-year career as a nurse. And it was that career that prompted her to go into natural medicine after realizing how conventional medicine wasn't actually helping many of her chronically ill patients. So that's a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today with Magdalena. She's a remarkable lady. Magdalena Tadlock is her name. She is based in Riverside, California. She's on the line with us today. And Magdalena, nice to have you here. How are you today? Welcome aboard.
I'm just really thrilled, and you know, it's just really a pleasure to be here on the show. So I'm just really excited and nervous too.
Well, hey, look, don't be nervous. There's no reason to be nervous. We're just talking about what you do and having you explain a little bit of, number one, why you made the big decision to go from nursing into this area. I kind of hinted at it, but I'd love to hear you talk more about it. And then really what it is you do as a doctor of neuropathy. Am I pronouncing it right? Others say neuropathy.
Naturopathy.
Naturopathy. All right. I knew there might be some question there. Naturopathy. Let's talk about your career a little bit, and then we'll get into that. Doctor of naturopathy. You don't hear that term that often. Tell me a little bit about, number one, you got into nursing early. And you had a remarkable career at it, some 40 years. That's a long time, right?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So
did you love it?
I really did. But it came to the time when I was nearing, retirement. And despite, you know, the stress, you know, nursing is very stressful. But, you know, with all of the rewards, you know, seeing people get well from all their ailments, the diseases, I think it was just worth it. But what got me started, at a young age, I was in the eighth grade, and we were watching this documentary involving impoverished people in Africa. And they focused on this young child he had what's called the quasi-ochor, and that's just another term for a starvation condition. So I really felt like, you know, why do people, you know, how do they get into this state, you know? And then I just made it my goal, you know, to just become a nurse to help other people. And so that took me to my first job. I really wanted to do, you know, getting the skills, first of all, with the medical surgical skills, but I ended up in the VA hospital, and it was a drug counselor. So we had veterans that was testing positive for crack cocaine. So I did counseling, drug counseling, to help the veterans, you know, just be rehabilitated back to society. Yeah, so from there, the 44 years, it took me to a lot of aspects of nursing. So I was able to do the medical surgical, you know, did the emergency room for 13 years. I did public health nurse for another maybe 20 years. And even had a chance to be an administrator for these the homes that would take care of the developmentally delayed, as well as the elderly facility. So I did that for 12 years as well. But about 2 years right before retirement, you know, I was feeling all of my aches and pains as well. You know, I was just losing sleep. I was having memory fog, and I was getting to be pre-diabetic. And, you know, knowing what I knew from what the conventional medicine offered, I thought, you know, there had got to be a better way, you know, because I needed relief. And I know that a lot of the pharmaceutical, that was mainly what, you know, the conventional medicine provided, was a lot of pharmaceuticals, and that's laden with a lot of, you know, side effects. Some of them are pretty serious. So somehow I got into natural medicine. Someone introduced me maybe about 12 years ago to natural medicine, and I had tried some remedies, and it did work and with little side effects. So I started my journey doing the naturopathic, you know, journey. First started with one naturopathic college, but you know what? That actually closed. But I didn't want to give up. But I did end up getting a nutritional consultant certified for that, nutritional consultant, and didn't want to give up trying to learn more about natural remedies. So I ended up enrolling at the University of Natural Medicine, which was at that time located in Southern Cal. So that took me 7 years to complete, but I
really
learned so much. I learned so much.
Were you
much.
Still nursing, by the way, while you were doing this? Or did you retire?
Well, actually, I did already retire. I did retire.
I was going to say you retired. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yes, I was just enjoying all that I learned, you know. It's totally different from just the pharmaceuticals, you know, that conventional medicine had to offer.
So this year, it was in January of this year, you got your doctorate in this from the University of Natural Medicine, right?
Yes, correct. Uh-huh.
And that sets you off on what you're doing right now. Explain to me how you were. You hung out a shingle then, is that right, so to speak?
What do you mean?
You've opened an office.
Well, yes, but right now, for starters, I'll be doing mainly telehealth, teleeducation.
Oh, okay.
So I could still see clients, you know,
okay.
Put them on the Zoom, and can take all the assessment there. And in fact, how I'm actually assessing my clients is through this FM Logix. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it's offered through the Functional Medicine University. And I'll also am a functional medical practitioner. So in combination, you know, with my nursing background, with the naturopathic background and now functional medicine background, I want to just integrate all that I've learned to be able to give the best possible care to my clients.
So how does it balance with, you know, you're highly educated in the nursing field. You know, you went to Contra Costa College, County College, University of California in San Francisco, the School of Nursing there. You know, you're a registered nurse. And now you have your degree from the University of Natural Medicine International, which you have your doctor of naturopathy, right? Saying it right,
yes,
again? Naturopathy?
Yes.
Okay. So when people come to you, what, number one, you have such knowledge on both sides of the field here. How do you balance it out? You've been a nurse for so long, you have your natural instincts on how to help people as a registered nurse, but now as a doctor of naturopathy, how do you help people? Talk to me about how you kind of assess what their problems are and how you should treat them.
Yes, so that is a big difference as far as, you know, being a naturopathic physician versus a conventional physician. So
Right. It's
all about, you know, assessing, doing a complete assessment of the client. So not only are we, you know, just treating the symptoms, but we really have to get to the root cause. So this assessment is pretty comprehensive. And it not only, you know, takes in just a medical history or list of medications, but it actually asks you, you know, what is your nutritional, habit? You know, what foods are you taking? What is your exercise? How much exercise do you take? I mean, do you do? And what about your sleep pattern? What about history of immunizations and traumatic injuries? So we're actually, you know, just trying to assess the whole person and not just the symptom when, you know, that's when they usually present just a symptom when they go to their primary conventional doctor. So
the assessment is quite different then. There's a big difference in this assessment than you would have done had you been simply functioning as a registered nurse then. Is that right?
Oh,
that's what I gather,
yes.
Anyway.
That is a big difference, and that is a big difference with the conventional doctor compared to the naturopathic physician. So one thing about it, the physician, you know, like when you're – okay, let me just say that, you know, it's great when you have acute problems, when you have life-threatening conditions that, yeah, you need to go to the conventional doctor, like in the emergency room, where they can make a quick diagnosis and they can make a quick treatment to save your life. So, for example, you know, like with heart attack, with strokes, with,
right,
you know, severe bleeding, you know, difficulty breathing. So, I mean, that's gold standard when they do that. But the downfall is when they take care of the chronically ill, okay? So I think they really don't have much training as far as nutrition or any natural type of health education. So they end up prescribing a lot of medications that really have a lot of severe side effects, you know. So with the naturopathic physician, there's other modalities, you know, besides doing the assessment. And I'm doing the assessment through, like I said, the functional medicine university, their FM Logic. So after getting the medical records and after doing that comprehensive assessment, then built in to this FM Logic is a 3 algorithm that actually analyzes your nutritional status, your environmental status, how much toxin you may be involved, and I'm also emotional. So the good thing with this is that after all this, after, you know, answering the questions to this questionnaire, and you get an answer from the patients, that they will actually show you the possible disorders, possible deficiencies, or even toxicities that the person is maybe experiencing.
Let me ask you a question. It does, mm-hmm. But what brings people to you? When people come to see you as a doctor of naturopathy, what do they want from you? What are they suffering from? How do you best answer that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they may have seen already, you know, how about 8, 9, 10 different doctors. You know, maybe they're complaining of, what's wrong with me, doctor? You know, I've been having this high blood pressure for a long time. You keep putting me on all these different high blood pressure medicine, you know. So, and then each time that a person gets more of these blood pressure medicine, it's not helping. It's not helping, make their blood pressure normal.
Right.
Also, they might have pain. They may have pain anywhere. You can have pain anywhere. Digestive issues. Maybe more like psychosomatic issues. They can't sleep right. They may be experiencing, something is wrong with them, but the doctor said, I'm okay. You know, they've done all kinds of lab work, and it's like, wow, everything's normal. You know, I might refer you to a psychiatrist, you know, because there's really nothing wrong with your lab. So one thing about when a functional medicine practitioner orders other lab results that a conventional doctor will not normally order. For example, doing a hair analysis to check your mineral, levels. That could show a lot why, you're feeling this way. A lot of us in the United States are actually deficient with the vitamins and minerals, and that's because a lot of vitamins and minerals is responsible for actually, maintaining our homeostatic or balance of the body. For example, if we're deficient in maybe magnesium, you start feeling symptoms. You start maybe tingling of the feet, and you may even have brain fog, for example, because magnesium, along with the other minerals and vitamins, I mean, they're the ones that are keeping us going, you know. So you just really have to look at the total picture. And by getting other lab work that the conventional doctors don't order can probably give you a more, holistic picture as to what's going on with the client.
So then when a patient comes to you, I'm trying to establish when someone should come to see you in the beginning rather than going through or going to normal doctors, your routine doctors, as we would consider them, what symptoms they are suffering from would make them say, I think I should go see a doctor of neuropathy first. That's where I should begin. And when they come to you, what do? You do a pretty complex, different assessment of all sorts of
things.
That's
correct.
Correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Well, we probably won't even see them until, their chronic condition is already established, because they're content to go ahead and see their primary conventional doctors. They're content to, he's giving me this pill. It might work temporarily. But then as time goes along and they're not getting much relief, and perhaps maybe their symptoms are worsening, and then they've seen, they go to another doctor. The doctor does the same thing, the same treatment. They go to another doctor. So maybe after the 8th or 9th doctor, they come. But it's really hard because, you know, they would prefer to go to a conventional doctor. I think there's a lot of myths that, you know, to go to a naturopathic physician, even a holistic doctor, functional medicine practitioner, if you don't have a degree, you know, in medical, as having a medical degree, a lot of times, you know, they probably don't trust that they're going to be getting good care. But on the other hand, they don't realize that they probably will be getting better care, you know, for that reason that, you know, maybe friends or doctors have told them, oh, you don't want to go to, you know, to a naturopathic doctor or a holistic doctor, you know. They don't have the scientific background, you know, on their treatment. So they've been, you know, fed a lot of untruths, so to speak. Yeah. That's the main
thing.
Well,
let's talk about what kinds of things you end up recommending to people after a client has come to you and you've gone through the assessment you do with them, which, as I pointed out, it's quite complete. I mean, you go into their diet, you go into all aspects of their life, it takes some time to do that. What kind of recommendations would be typical that you would recommend for clients? Is it pills? Is it medication? You know, like a conventional doctor would do, or is it totally different? Or is explain to me the kind of thing that you would prescribe for patients after you've you know, examined them and come up with a plan of action to help cure whatever problem they came to you for, whether it's chronic pain or whatever, sleeplessness, you name it. How would you answer that question?
Yes. So it's all going to be individualized care. Just because, you know, a person is diabetic, you don't give them the same treatment as if you have, you know, general plan of treatment for diabetic. Okay, so it all depends on after you get the results of the lab from the comprehensive assessment that you truly want to focus individual needs. So with the naturopathic function of medicine, it's geared really to, okay, what is going on with this person? So some of the modalities that I would recommend, and, you know, just to minimize any of the side effects, possibly, you know, herbal or botanical remedies. Just really emphasizing that they really need to try to have a healthier lifestyle. That would include, again, nutrition, you know, how are they sleeping at night? Because, you know, if you don't get your 7 or 8 hours, and that's what they tend, you know, we tend to recommend is 7 to 8 hours of sleep, because from the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. is when your body is healing.
That obviously is very important. I'm trying to get an idea of the kinds of ways you would go about helping someone. Do you diagnose vitamins, for example? Are there other kind of things you would diagnose for them? Is it specific foods? Is it changing diet? What would be the general outcome of having an assessment by someone like you? You can create whatever the situation is, whatever the problem is with the patient. But when the patient walks out the door, what are they walking out with, for example? Give me an idea.
Okay, so after the assessment again, it will actually give you a good indication that, okay, this person is deficient in this certain vitamin or mineral. They may have a problem with just because of the status of their GI tract, you know. The body their GI tract will not be able to assimilate or absorb nutrients, you know, from the food. And
right.
You cannot just give anything, you know, a person that has leaky gut. You got to consider that, you know. So once you determine, okay, this is what the problem has, then you can go into giving them, you know, the type of care. they may need to have supplementation with vitamin, mineral. They may need to have more or be more active, you know, as far as their exercise. They may need to have stress management. You know, they also have to maybe as far as, because, you know, we also have like homeopathic remedies as well. And there's also relaxation, you know, for stress management. There's the Reiki.
What do you do for relaxation? What do you do for that?
Things like meditation, things like Reiki. It's a energetic type of, just relaxing people through the therapist's energy and the touching the client. And you do this for about 50 minutes.
You use hypnosis as well? Is that one of your tools?
Well, I'm not using hypnosis right now, but I actually had a personal experience with the hypnosis. I was going to be delivering a stillborn, and one of my coworkers. I'm sorry?
No, I said I didn't know whether you used it or not, whether that's one of your tools.
I did.
Or it could be. You did. Okay.
Yes, it could be. It could be. But it really helped me. I didn't need any of the pain medicine that they were, you know, trying to say, well, you must be in pain. Can we give this to you? But see, I...
You had problem pains yourself. You had pains yourself.
I did.
And this kind of modality helped you, didn't it? Great deal.
Yes, it sure did. Yes, it sure did. And then there's other modalities, like with the essential oils, you know. You can mix certain essential oils, and without, you know, getting the pharmaceuticals, it can actually alleviate some pain just by knowing, you know, the different essential oils, you know. But the main thing is that we try to encourage, you know, the healthy lifestyle. Again, that would include the nutrition, the healthy sleep, appropriate, you know, exercise, because you can do too much exercise, and that can cause the body problems.
That can be
problems,
a problem,
right?
Too. Huh? Yeah, that sounds funny, but it's true. I know it's true. Well, listen, this is, you know, it's very interesting hearing all of this. I know you do a really complete assessment when someone comes to you, and basically they've been around the block talking to a wide variety of doctors to try and figure out what their problem is before they come to you. So I think it's important. I want to give out your website because it's very important for people to know how to get in touch with you. And it is holisticgoodlife.com, holisticgoodlife.com. If you go there, you'll find out all the various kinds of things that Magdalena can do in her assessment and how you get in touch with her, how you get in touch with her direct. So I think it's very important to go there, okay? holisticgoodlife.com.
Also a free consultation, half hour, free consultation.
A free consultation. Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, Magdalena, thank you for taking the time to talk with us. I gather you love what you're doing now. This is a whole new kind of lifestyle for you. You happy?
I do. I am. I am. You know,
I'm
happy.
You know, you're
know,
helping
just trying
people.
Trying to help other people. That's
your goal.
That's my joy. Yeah.
Helping people.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Magdalena.
Thank
it's been
you.
Nice talking with you. All right. Appreciate your
Thank
being
you,
with
Doug.
Us. Indeed.
My pleasure.
You are very
Thank
welcome.
Thank you for being here.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That's it for today, everybody. See you next time. Till then, take care.